You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
CBS This Morning, this type of move is needed to keep customer service standards high.
I really want to assert McDonald's as a modern and progressive burger company. And to do that, you've really got to make meaningful changes to the business, whether it's through the food and the core food, or whether it's through the employment proposition.
Starting July 1st, McDonald's workers will be paid a dollar over the mandated minimum wage. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Good morning. At 11:03, it is 35 sunny degrees in Flemington, and I keep hearing the weatherman saying that there is an invection of warm air coming. An invection wind, which is a pretty big word for an 11-year-old, but what it means is that there will be wind gusts as high as 26 miles per hour, but it is bringing in warm air, so the high for today is forecasted to be 64 degrees. Tonight, there is a chance of showers mainly after 2 a.m., and on Friday, showers likely, then showers, and possibly a thunderstorm after 2 p.m., high near 63. Friday night, the chance of showers continues with an 80% chance, and there's a 60% chance of showers Saturday morning, clearing out by the afternoon, but still high of 52. And then for Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 55. And the music is not playing.
Side now, the summer sun's calling my name. I hear you now, I just can't stay inside all day. I gotta get out, give me some.
Quick announcement, this is Jennifer's last week on picking music to start the show. She's crossed the line. Good morning and welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, National Library Month is April, and it's upon us. We'll give you an overview of what's happening at HCL all of this month. Also, news about our upcoming Friends Book Sale, Comic Fest, and the HCL Outdoor Art Show. Jennifer says to err is human. To blame it on somebody else shows management potential. Library displays, museum passes, book group topics, and much more on today's Library Show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
Let me just give a quick, give out our phone number real quick. 908-237-0410. If you want to call the show for any reason at all, we'll entertain you. We'll entertain whatever you have to talk about as long as it's clean. Doesn't even have to be about the library.
What is your objection to the song?
Okay, the song Jennifer played was from the Brady Bunch, I'm assuming. Is that correct?
It isn't, but...
The Great Silver Platters?
It is. But this is their audition tape.
The Silver Platters, right?
Yes.
Because Jan wrecked the Silver Platter? No.
No, she... He said like 75 cents a letter, and she thought it was 75 right. cents for the engraving.
That's why they called
it... But it was the Sunshine Day that I was going for.
Got it. How did you find that song? It wouldn't even made you remember that song.
I don't know. I have no idea. I'm a little bit disturbed, though, I have to say.
So, good morning, Jennifer. How are you today?
I'm well.
It is a nice, warm day, but you say it's going to get windy. Is that what you're saying? Is that what
yes,
you're telling
but
me?
It's a good wind.
Okay.
It is not an ill wind.
It is April 2nd. April is upon us. I want to spend a lot of time, because I was going over things we were doing in April, and we have a lot going on in April.
We do, and we are involved in
so
a couple community events.
Everything we're doing.
We also
everything.
Have a couple community events in April that we're involved with.
We so sure do. Why don't we mention busy. That at the top, and then we'll go over everything the library is doing at the library for the month of April.
Do we want
to
mention
wow our audience.
The county?
I want to mention the community events, Jennifer.
But is the county event held at the library part of the community event or not? Or is that a library
what,
event?
Just what are you talking about?
On the 14th, the health department is presenting a program on poisons at the library.
Well, then that would be at the library.
Okay,
Jennifer.
Excellent. On the 18th of April, Saturday, from 10 to 12 p.m., we are going to the Hunterdon Medical Center, the parking garage area, for the...
For a shady back channel deal? What are we doing?
Yes,
Jennifer?
Our Environment, Our Health Resource Fair. There'll be health information, speak to Hunterdon medical experts, build a rain barrel workshop. There's a slight fee for that. Energy-saving lighting fair with reduced prices. Shred It, free shredding, available 9 to 12. Flemington Nissan will provide information
free
on their...
Free shredding?
Mm-hmm.
What's that mean?
Paper shredding.
You bring paper and they shred it for you?
Uh-huh. The county
That's
does it once...
That's a service?
The county does it once a year, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm. If you have boxes
well,
of paper...
I didn't know that was such an important...
Okay.
Well, then what do you do with the shredded paper?
They take it away. Tip, folks, go through Jim Thatcher's garbage. He's got a lot of good stuff in there. Flemington Nissan will provide
well,
information... If you don't shred your paperwork.
Oh, you mean for identity reasons?
Right. Their electric car, The Leaf. There will be V5 cycles, ShopRite of Flemington, planting activities for kids, and...
What if they say they're going to shred your stuff?
The
Hunterdon they don't
County
do
Library Bookmobile, I believe. I don't know. I
the bookmobile's going to be there?
Yes, that's why I'm getting.
It's this Saturday?
No, it's the 18th.
Oh, okay.
It's the 18th. On Saturday, the 11th, there is a tot fair inside the medical center.
I was going to ask about that.
And Kathy Monty will be reading stories. I'm not sure. I think the dogs are going to be there as well, the therapy dogs. And it's electronic cleanup day at the Hunterdon County Library Complex from 9 to 1. So get in line early and bring your electronics.
And last week, I believe, was I just saw the poster that was Restaurant Week. I didn't even take advantage of that in Hunterdon County. Did you go out anywhere?
I don't even remember last week, unfortunately.
Why, what happened?
Something. I have no idea.
Something happened.
No, I have no idea why I don't remember last week.
April's traditionally the book sale month for the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library, Jennifer, but not anymore. They pushed it back to May.
But it will be book sale collection month.
It will be. Actually, since we're talking about upcoming programs in April later on instead of the beginning of the show this week, let me talk about... I got a press release from the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library about their book sale. I'll read it for you. You ready?
I'm
settled in?
Hanging on the edge of...
The Friends of the Hunterdon County Library are gearing up for their 19th, Jennifer. Wow, I didn't know it was that many. Annual three-day sale on Saturday, May 2nd, Sunday, May 3rd, and Monday, May 4th at the South County Park. The same location as the annual Flemington Fair. As always, the sale will feature the same great books donated by the community. And most essential details are the same as last year. You can't disagree with the press release.
No,
Jennifer.
I do. I can. Why would you want the same books that were for sale last year? Wouldn't you want different books?
They didn't say that, Jennifer.
The same books as last year.
Well, I don't think that's what they meant.
Well, that's what it says.
Okay, Jennifer, the location is the sale will take place at the very well-known location, the Fairground Park, just south of the intersection of Route 202 and Route 179. The sale will be in the Grange building. That's the permanent building on the fairgrounds. Simply follow the signs, Jennifer, when you get there. Parking is open and ample. Just follow the guides when you arrive. Any problems with that, Jennifer?
I actually have a problem with the parking.
Same old guides from last year you're having a problem with? The times, Jennifer. Free public general admission will be on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And on Sunday, half price day, hours are for everyone, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. One new feature this year is a $5 a bag sale on Monday, May 4th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. We'll provide the bags. The early bird admission hours on Saturday are 8 to 10 a.m. Entrance is free for all Friends of the Hunterdon County Library members who join before the sale and present their light blue membership cards. Is it too late to do this, Jennifer?
It is not. You can still join the Friends of the Library.
And how would we do that?
You can go to our website, hclibrary.us, click on the Friends, Or if you were a member last year, you got a newsletter with all the membership information inside, or you can come to the headquarters, North County, South County Branch Library. It is $15 a family.
$15, okay. But if you don't want to join the Friends, if you have some aversion, I don't know why. I'm not going to go into that right now. You are still welcome, but you just have to
pay. Or if you like to sleep late on a Saturday.
You have to pay $20, which is more, $5 more.
Right.
And the other way, you get to be a friend of the library and get to take advantage of all their other great events, which they do throughout the year. I highly recommend it. Note that as before, Jennifer, for safety reasons, no wagons, strollers, or carriages are allowed in the sale. Book drives, Jennifer. This is what's going on in April. We have scheduled two book drives this year on Saturday, April 25th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Sunday, April 26th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., come rain or shine. They will both be in the South County Park. Head for the fairgrounds section, and our volunteers will direct you. We will also have charitable contribution forms on hand as well. So you get a little tax deduction there, Jennifer. I won't go into details about how to pull into a parking lot. Donations, Jennifer. They welcome donations of hardback books, paperback books, children's books, large print books, DVDs, CDs, video games, and books on CD. Please box them in printer paper box size boxes with lids if possible. We will have the charitable donation tax receipts available. Please, Jennifer, remember that we cannot accept old or badly beat up books. The same goes for video cassettes, audio cassettes, LPs, and computer software. And Time Life sets, former library books, encyclopedias, outdated business, computer, self-help, health, travel books, Reader's Digest condensed books, textbooks, catalogs, or magazines. Please recycle these as appropriate. Really, people don't save LPs anymore?
But you know what? You can probably bring your LPs to the Princeton Record Exchange,
right,
in Princeton.
Because money there. Okay, Jennifer, that's not Hunterdon County, so don't.
I know, but that's like.
But
I don't want people to throw their LPs in, because LPs are just going to become landfill.
Well, so maybe vinyl's good for the earth. Volunteering, Jennifer. Besides books, we need people. Volunteers are needed and welcome to help collect books at the book drives and also to help sort books in advance of the sale. In addition, volunteers are needed for the 3 days of the book sale itself. To volunteer, download the volunteer form from our website, hclibrary.us. Click on the Friends of the Book Sale link, and it'll take you right to the form that you need to fill out. And finally, Jennifer, the benefit. Come early and shop long, because all proceeds benefit our Hunterdon County Library System. Money from recent book sales paid for a renovated kitchen in the meeting room at the Route 12 Library, as well as its Bookmark Cafe. We also provided with furniture at the North County Branch Library, shelving at South County Branch Library, and reading music programs at several libraries. Each of the 7 affiliate libraries received benefits from the book sale proceeds as well. Thus, your shopping for books will help the entire county library system. Like every year, Jennifer, this is the last paragraph, I promise, we expect to have a rich supply of cookbooks, romances, thrillers, classics, and children's books, just to name a few. Winter has broken. Come in and join us for a great way to celebrate spring.
Very nice, Jim Thatch.
I didn't write that, Jennifer.
I know. And that takes us to our first commercial break.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Welcome back to the Library Show. It's time for Today in History, which is April 2nd, 2015. Go back in time and see if Jennifer knows her history.
Why is there, why is there a squished up roll of toilet paper? I was looking for Jennifer? Scrap paper. Okay.
This is things you don't say on the air. You just,
like, why is
you
there
hold your tongue until the break. Okay. April 2nd, 1513, Jennifer.
Oh, my.
Who first sights land in what is now Florida?
On Ponce de Leon.
That is correct. Very good. In 1792, on April 2nd, the Coinage Act is passed, establishing what?
The monetary system in the U.S., the coins. The Federal Reserve.
How do you make coins? Where do you make coins?
The mints.
Yes, correct, Jennifer.
Thank you.
The U.S. Mint. I'll give it to you, but don't assume I was going to give you that one correct. Okay, Jennifer, 1865 on April 2nd. How am I going to say this? Okay. Confederate President Jefferson Davis and most of his cabinet flee the Confederate capital on this date. What was the Confederate capital?
Was it in Virginia?
Was it in is not the name of it. Jennifer's answer is, was it in
I'm asking
Virginia?
You, because if it's not in Virginia.
Never heard of that town, Jennifer, but I have heard of Richmond, Virginia.
Richmond. If you had said yes, I would have guessed a Virginia town, but if not, there was no point in me even trying to guess.
There is a point. I asked you for the capital.
All right, Jim Thatch.
Not for a
today.
Follow-up question to
You're
my question.
Cranky today.
April 2nd, 1956, Jennifer. What two soaps become the first daytime dramas to debut on television? CBS television, to be exact, in a 30-minute format.
As the World Turns.
That is correct.
And The Guiding Light. No.
Incorrect,
right.
But nice try. I'll give you correct because you got one of them. They're hard. The Edge of Night. I think they're both still on, aren't they?
No.
The Edge of Night is not on. Were you a soap opera fan?
There was a year and a half when I watched Days of Our Lives pretty regularly.
Why? There was a hunky guy on there?
No, my best friend and I just watched it.
Okay, Jennifer, we'll end it right there. April 2nd, 1972. Charlie Chaplin returns to the United States for the first time in a long time. Why did he leave in the first place? Charlie Chaplin, film actor.
I know who it is. Was it because he married the cousin or something that it was so young? Or the
that was Jerry Lee Lewis, Jennifer.
Whatever. no, I thought he had like a scandalous marriage, too.
No, he was labeled a communist during the Red Scare.
How about that?
In the early 1950s, and he left the U.S. only to return in 1972.
I would have guessed he came home in a casket then, but...
No.
Okay.
Okay, Jennifer, and finally... born or died on this date. I know them just by their names. I think you probably know most of these. Okay, let's start with 1805. Born on April 2nd, 1805, Hans Christian Andersen.
How appropriate. I was going to bring him up later.
No, wonderful. Program note. Go to the bathroom during Jennifer's Hans Christian Andersen segment of the show.
He was it wasn't fairy tales.
Okay, great. Give me one.
The Little Match Girl.
How about The Little Mermaid?
How about that, too?
I don't think he did The Little Match Girl.
I think he did.
We'll discuss that in the break. Little Mermaid, Jennifer, The Ice Queen, which the Disney movie, popular movie Frozen was based on. That's all the rage right now. That was Hans Christian Andersen. Don't look it up now, Jennifer. We're on the air. Our listeners are depending on your
full
attention to them. I apologize for my co-host, ladies and gentlemen.
He did write The Little Match Girl. So there.
Little Match Girl. 1908, did they ever make a movie, Little Match Girl?
What, Disney doesn't make a movie of it, so it doesn't count?
No. April 2nd, 1908, Jennifer, and I know what anecdote you're going to tell me about this, and I just hope you...
I'm not going to, so there.
I hope you just try not to do it, but you're going to have to do it anyway, because you say it every time I mention this person's name. Ready, born today.
You're just tempting me.
1908, Buddy Epson.
I'm not going to tell you. He was Barnaby Jones.
Okay, very good. He was also in the Beverly Hillbillies, correct?
Yes, he was.
Okay. Tell me the anecdote.
I'm not telling you the anecdote.
Okay, moving on. Thank you, Jennifer.
There's a reason we don't have cameras in here, Jim Thatch.
Okay, Jennifer, born on April 2nd, 1914. Alec Guinness.
He was an actor.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to get the point because I can't tell you what he was
in. Okay. Classic English actor, Jennifer, was in Dr. Zhivago.
Yes.
Was in, I'm drawing a blank on the other one. Unfortunately for him, I mean, like one of the most revered actors in England, unfortunately best known for playing in Star Wars. Ben Kenobi, Obi-Wan.
Really?
The Star Wars was
Alec Guinness. That's a good character.
It is, but he regretted always doing that role because he did all these classic roles, and that's what people remember him most for, playing
obviously
Obi-Wan
not.
Kenobi.
Not everyone. Don't worry, Alec. Not everyone.
Okay, Jennifer, born on this date in 1920, Jack Webb.
Jack Webb. Was he an FBI?
It's close.
Al Capone?
Incorrect.
Nope.
He was an actor.
Oh.
He played Sergeant Joe Friday on Dragnet. That ring a bell?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Okay, Jennifer, born on this date in 1939, Marvin Gaye.
He was a singer. He was shot. His father shot him, didn't he?
That is correct. I'll give you the point just for that fact,
and,
Jennifer.
I heard it through the grapevine.
And you got a double point. Good job. And then finally, Jennifer, born today in 1965, Rodney King.
Oh, he had the hair, and he was, I don't know what he is. He's an activist, kind of. He's got a...
You mean Don King?
No. Oh, yeah, Don King. Rodney King. Oh, Rodney King, the guy in L.A. who was allegedly beaten by the policeman out in L.A.
Not allegedly, Jennifer. It was on tape.
Okay. I never saw it.
That's a fact that he was thinking, Jennifer.
I'm thinking of why can't we all get along, and I'm thinking, okay, Rodney King, there you go.
All right, you did okay.
Not bad.
What do you got for me over there now?
What do I got for you? I got the April bookmark.
Which is one thing going on this month at the Huntington County Library, the new bookmark.
Speaking of lime green, this is not going to be the color of the walls, though. It's a little bit bright. April is National Library Month. Use your library card in April for a chance to win a gift basket courtesy of the Friends of HCL.
Well, that sounds intriguing, Jennifer. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about what the bookmark says. And the basket, and there's a picture of a basket with some decorated eggs in the center and some flowers. And the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library have donated gift baskets to the headquarters, North County, South County, and libraries in the bookmobile. And every time, once a day, please, that you come in and use your library.
Not once a day. Come in 80 times a day. You're telling people to come in the library once a day?
That was part of the rules.
That's no rule. folks, listen to me. If you want to come to the library six times and enter for this gift basket, please do it.
But it's not walking into the library. It's using a library card. We're promoting using your library
card. Correct. You have to take out a book or a DVD, or you have to use it.
I'm not making suggestions
any
longer.
Or to take out an museum pass.
My suggestions. I'm not making them any longer.
I can't believe you're discouraging people from coming to the Huntington County Library. Jennifer,
no.
Let me remind you that this is the library.
What
show.
I am
we're trying to promote library
what
use.
I am discouraging is somebody checking out a book and then handing them a DVD and then handing them...
I don't think they do that, Jennifer. People...
I cannot find...
There's not bars of gold in this basket.
I find one that. HCL, and that's all I'm finding. Oh, now I see April. Are there more? How many HCLs are in this basket?
Four, I believe.
Four. Okay. Oh, I just found a second one.
So this is the monthly bookmark. Every month, I design a bookmark with the name of the month and the word HCL hidden a number of times in it. It's a little game for our patrons and our staff alike. It's been going on since 1987. So if you've never seen one, why don't you stop in for the library just for that reason? And if you use your library card, you get to enter to win a free gift basket, which includes a box of chocolates from the Fudge Shop, the local institution, among with a lot of other library-type goodies.
Can I say that's a word I hate?
Goodies?
Yes.
I almost put it on that bookmark, and I hate it, too, so I didn't do it. I thought of another. I said gift basket instead.
I hate instead the word
goodies. Basket of goodies or whatever.
My priest always says goodies.
So Easter's coming up this weekend, Jennifer. Before the break, let's quickly discuss. I know... You're a religious family. What are your Easter traditions? Do you do an egg roll or something?
My mother still hides Easter eggs in the kitchen.
Does she really?
She does.
Nice. I like that. You decorate them the night before?
She decorates them on Good Friday. She's got rules about decorating eggs, I think.
Oh, yeah? So they're impressive.
No. I mean, they're impressive because she makes her own dye from food coloring and everything, and she a lot of times uses brown eggs, so they come out really deep colors. But we don't. Write or draw.
Quick aside, speaking of eggs, the North County Branch Library got a Pazansky egg. Is that how you pronounce that?
Yes.
Egg donated to them. Personalized.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, with a picture of the mill on it and a lot of things going in Clinton, and it's going to be put on display up there.
Very nice. And I would like to apologize to everyone looking for books about Pazansky. There aren't any more in print. They're very difficult to get. I am still on the look for them, but...
Why?
Why what?
Aren't there any in print?
I don't know, but there aren't any.
It's a lost art? It's like the audio cassette, Jennifer?
I don't think it's a lost art, but I don't think there were that many to begin with, and they weren't widely available.
Well, then alert to anybody out there that wants to make a little money, write a book about Egg Pazansky. What's the word Pazansky mean?
I think it's Ukrainian. They're Ukrainian eggs, that very fancy decorating. And it's where you paint under them, and then you paint it black, and you peel away the black.
And the design is left underneath. Etching a little bit?
Yeah, sort of.
Cool. Yes. Okay, Jennifer, I got 11:30. I have no idea what time it is on your computer, but my computer says 11:30. So why don't we go to the halfway break?
Because we still don't have hour breaks any longer.
Oh, so we just keep plodding along?
Just keep plowing through.
All right, let me give you a quick look at the weather then, Jennifer. That's kind of a break. Today, expect partly cloudy skies. Temperatures in the mid-60s. It's a little more like it. But unfortunately, rain returns tomorrow. Temperatures in the upper 60s, unfortunately, but it looks like rain for much of the day on Friday. Weather clears for the weekend, though, Jennifer. 51 degrees on Saturday, 61 degrees on Sunday. Easter Sunday, that is. Maybe it's raining on Friday because Jesus is being crucified.
Possibly. That could be.
I want to hear your thoughts about Easter. What else do you celebrate? Now that we're talking about Easter, do you go to church on Good Friday?
I don't always. There's never Mass on Good Friday. It's just a service, but I usually don't go.
Does Lent end on Good Friday or on Easter?
Easter. It ends with the Easter Vigil.
I used to know all of this.
And the lighting of they build a new fire, and then they light the Paschal candle. And I have to say, we almost burnt the church down last year with our Easter fire, and my father with it.
Not funny, Jennifer.
It is in retrospect.
That could have been a very serious tragedy.
It was. And it melted the trivet that I made as a Girl Scout years ago.
Paschal trivet? You're just starting to throw the words out, aren't you?
A trivet. You know, the thing, a hot plate. I made a hot plate as a Girl Scout, and they always used it to put the metal bowl on in which they made the Easter fire. And the new priest decided that the charcoal didn't burn fast enough, so he put wood in. And we have a new smoke alarm system in the church. And the doors to the side room came slamming down, and the fire alarms went off, and the lights were already off, and the fire department showed up. And the deacon, who was dressed in his, he wears an alb, and he wears a short polyester thing over the top, but he has a dress on and a short polyester vest over it. He scoops the whole thing up. He's lucky he didn't get it all melted to him and brings it outside. And nobody was hurt. But for weeks after that, we'd find ash throughout the church.
Interesting.
It's only funny in retrospect because no one was hurt.
I think you've inspired me to do... I haven't painted Easter eggs in a few years now.
So by burning the church down, you're going to...
interest.
Paint Easter eggs?
Yes.
Well, so what do you do?
Doing the Easter, we don't do anything.
You don't do any... This Easter
we go to brunch at my mother's house. It's like any other day of the year now.
Oh, you go to
brunch. It's sad.
So go to church.
Know. Maybe I will. What happens in Easter Mass? It's very,
nothing in particular.
Easter, the Mass itself is because they rolled the stone away and Jesus was found to be risen on Easter Sunday?
Yeah.
That's the point of Easter Sunday, right? He died on Good Friday.
Correct.
And he was gone on Easter Sunday.
Correct. And...
not so much as a note or anything.
No, yeah, he did. He left his he left the burial cloth.
But something written on it?
Well, there's those who say yes. There's the
Do
shroud
you believe in the Shroud of Turin, Jennifer? Let's get the brass tacks here.
I don't know.
Does the Catholic Church believe in the Shroud of Turin?
That I cannot answer. I don't know if they recognize it or not. I believe they do, but I can't be for certain.
Okay, and that was the religious part of our program. Now back to the library show. It is 11:34 or thereabouts. Jim Gunnell will be in at 12 noon with his show Taking Care of Business. But right now, as I promised, Jennifer, we have a lot going on in April. I'm going to just touch on all we're doing, and you can do so as well if you have anything in front of you.
I do, but it was a community event that I missed.
Just to show the diversity of programs for adults and children that we have going on at the Huntington County Library in April. And I guess I can go in no particular order here. But let me start with the book groups. We have four different book clubs at the Huntington County Library you may or may have not known. One at the main library, one at the North County branch, one at the South County branch, and the Friends of the Library book club. And here are their topics for April, Jennifer. At the Huntington County Library, they'll be talking about Girl in Hyacinth Blue on Friday, April 24th at 10 a.m. Any of these book clubs, if you wish to join, just go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, click on the events calendar, find the flyer from our events calendar, and it has a number on there that you can call to register to join the club. North County Branch Library's book topic for April is On the Road by Jack Kerouac, and that's Tuesday, April 14th at 7 p.m. At the South County Branch, Jennifer, Night Circus by Aaron Morgenstern. What's that about? Briefly.
I've never read it.
Oh, okay. Tuesday, April 21st at 7:30 p.m. And finally, the Friends Book Club in April will be discussing No Book Assigned. What does that mean? Oh, it's a Jeffrey Luboff. This is a special event. It's a Jeffrey Luboff poetry reading, Jennifer, at the Headquarters Library on April 28th, 2015. For the kids in April, Jennifer, we have the Pause to Read is returning. Read the pictures, read the words to train therapy dogs. It's for children all ages and all abilities. We have this at two locations, at the North County Branch Library on Saturdays, April 11th, 18th, and 25th from 10:30 to 11:30. And then it's every Wednesday at the Huntington County Library in April, April 8th, except for yesterday, of course. April 8th, April 15th, April 22nd, and April 29th. And that's from 4 to 4:45 p.m. And what happens there is we have therapy dogs in our meeting room that you just come in, you can sit with them and pet them and read to them, do whatever you want. Just name them. You can, I don't think the name will stick, Jennifer, but if you want to rename them, you can do that. We also have story times in April at the Huntington County Library. Story times are Tuesdays for ages 3 to 5, Wednesdays for ages 2 to 3.5, and for ages 2 to 5. And then there's library baby story times on Fridays for ages 6 to 18 months. At the North County Branch, actually, there's lots of story times. It's too many to mention here. Just go to our webpage, aclibrary.us, click on the kids link on the homepage, and it'll take you up to our youth services page and to all the story times that we have.
And indeed. And if for some reason you're not a reader, we have movies at the headquarters in the North County Branch Library, and there is a movie tonight. And the flyer has just vanished. What movie is tonight, Jim? Why can't I find my flyer?
That was a great lead-in, Jennifer.
I know. My flyer
tonight, Jennifer, gone. They will be showing Whiplash at 6 p.m. at the Hunter New County Library. Whiplash is about what? I don't remember.
I just found it. It is exhilarating, astounding, and electrifying. And there's a young man playing the drums on the cover, but I couldn't tell you what
it's
about.
Okay, it's also being repeated on Saturday, April 4th at 2 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. So if you haven't seen Whiplash, which I believe won some Academy Awards.
Yes, and on April 30th at the Headquarters Library, we will be re-showing the Grand Budapest Hotel. We showed that already, didn't we?
We did.
And we're showing it again.
Yes. Look, we have a couple of groups that meet monthly at the libraries. Let me start with the North County Fiber Artists, Jennifer. If you knit, spin, crochet, weave, or create using fiber, drop in, bring your work, and chat while you craft. So it's a little knitting circle kind of, right? This is April 7th and April 21st at 7 to 9 p.m. at the North County Branch Library in Clinton. If you want more information about this group, you can email Nancy at NHROUTH, that's NHROUTH, at gmail.com. That's the North County Fiber Artists. We also have Homeschoolers Board Game Day on the first and third Monday of each month at 1 to 4 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. This is open to all ages. This is BYOG, Bring Your Own Game. So feel free to bring your games, Legos, or any other fun activity that you want to share with other library patrons. Once again, it's the first and third Monday. Drop in Scrabble every Friday at 1 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. Free and open to the public. Do they provide their own boards, Jennifer, or do we provide a Scrabble board?
We have one, but you could bring your own as well. And we also have a Scrabble dictionary.
Okay.
We will shortly. I believe the last one was lost in the
Are you a good Scrabble player?
I'm a good Boggle player.
I didn't ask you that, Jennifer.
I haven't played Scrabble in so long. Maybe you and I should play Scrabble one afternoon.
We should. I'd beat you like a redheaded stepchild. Okay, Jennifer, we had a program last night, Let's Talk Green. It's our Sierra Club that meets every month at the North County Branch Library. They were talking about Earth Day, and that was last night. I don't have any report about that, do you?
I do not, but I wouldn't expect one.
Okay, and then Tuesday, April 7th, we have Tai Chi. Jennifer set up this program. Maybe she would like to discuss it.
It is with Judy Hasen. It is called Moving Meditation. Its practice consists of specific exercises and slow repetitive motions. It's a naturally low impact exercise to stimulate mind, body, and spirit. Come in comfortable clothing. Be ready to participate. And Judy's got a great personality, great sense of humor. And she has a lot of great stories. And she explains things about energy and what these different Chinese meditations do for you and the martial arts. It helps you remember what she does. And then two nights later, we are welcoming back bluegrass fiddler Travis Wetzel, Thursday, April 9th at 7 p.m. Nothing needs to be said about Travis. He is a favorite at the library, and we're getting close to being full.
Yes, we are, Jennifer. So I suggest that you reserve a seat if you would like to hear Travis Wetzel. Go to our webpage, aclibrary.us, click on the events calendar, or you can call 788-1434.
And if for some reason you are Travis Wetzel's out at the North County Branch Library that evening, April 9th, we will welcome author, historian, and genealogist Bob Mayers, who will talk about the Forgotten Revolution in New Jersey. What happened near your town during the American Revolutionary War has probably been forgotten. It's unmarked, built over, shrouded in mystery, distorted by mythology, or unknown even to local people. So come and find out.
Let me interrupt the programs real quick to talk about some displays that we have at HCL and NCB during the month of April. At HCL, in the main gallery, we have Broads with Brushes, Jennifer. I didn't make the name of that group. They did them themselves. Broads with Brutches. It's two women, Caitlin Lucchese and Lucia Grilletto, showing their reverse class painting and just some oil painting from two artists from this group, Broads with Brushes. And then there will be a teapot collection in the lobby display cases. It's a collection from local resident Richard Wilson. And if you remember, these teapots are incredible. Remember them? I think they were last year or the year before.
Mm-hmm, I think so.
And then in the Desideri display cases, the Holcomb Jimison Farmstead has a display of tools, etc. So don't miss that. And then at the North County branch, Jennifer, they have two displays. The Delaware Valley Bead Society. If you thought beading was just long strings of little balls, I never thought that in my life, Jennifer. You will be amazed at the variety of creations in this exhibit in our display. Besides fabulous jewelry, the showcases will hold purses, boxes, hangings, and all manner of decorated objects using diverse materials, etc., etc. Also on display, Jennifer, is mostly landscapes with Ann Freeman. She's a well-known hunter and photographer. And she has pictures of barns and other interesting historic sites. She's also doing, I have it right here, a meet and greet with the artist. I don't have it right here, Jennifer. I do have it right here, Jennifer. A meet and greet with the artist. Reception and talk. The changing rural landscape of Hunterdon County. And this will be Wednesday, April 29th at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. And that will be featuring Ann Freeman, the artist whose work is on display currently at the library. Are we ready for a break?
I am. Are you?
Yes. Let's go to one more break from our sponsors, and we'll be back with more April programs after this.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones-Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Hi, I'm Karen Palatash of MGX Outdoor, and being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber affords me the opportunity to meet decision makers that I might not have had an opportunity to meet otherwise.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Appease. Welcome back to the library show where Jim Thatch is about to appease me.
Okay, we have more April programs, a lot more actually, so let's continue. The Art of Effective Communication. Boy, did I spell that? Do I need to do that? The Art of Effective Communication, a part of our Workforce Wednesday series, will be at the North County Branch Library on Wednesday, April 8th at 1 p.m. It's hosted by Jan Goodman of the Greater Raritan Workforce and Investment Board.
On Saturday, April 11th, Alan Snyder will be back for Antiques appraisal at the North County Branch Library. Each person is welcome to bring 1 to 2 items, but registration is absolutely required for this. So you need to call 730-6135.
Especially if you want to talk about one of your items.
Correct. And no weapons, please.
Veterans Affairs Rural Health Program. Representatives from New Jersey's Department of Veterans Affairs Office of Rural Health Home-Based Primary Care will be in the lobby of the Headquarters Library on Thursday, April 15th.
Except it's April 16th.
What?
I fixed the flyers. I forgot to tell
you. Thursday, April 16th?
Yes.
Okay, Jennifer.
The flyers are fixed. The website's fixed. I forgot to tell you.
I'm assuming this was your typo.
It sure was.
Okay. Thursday, April 16th. From 1 to 4 p.m. So if you need any information, if you're a veteran or know a veteran and want to know about the work providing primary care from house calls, blood work and vaccinations, nutritional counseling, et cetera, Jennifer, come to the library between 1 and 4 p.m. on Thursday, April 16th.
And you will be there on Thursday, April 16th, because Fred Miller will be back giving a lecture and song on Alan J. Lerner, the lyric libretto writing half of Lerner and Lowe. And he will be doing that also on Wednesday, April 15th at 2 p.m. at the North County Branch Library.
Also on Thursday, April 16th, what a day. And every time you come in to see each of these shows, you're allowed to take out an item and enter the basket, regardless of what Jennifer says.
There you go.
Rock Contour Radio presents Gaslight, a staged radio play at the North County Branch Library, Thursday evening, April 16th at 7 p.m. So this is like a radio show of old where the actors talk at the mics right in front of you with the sound effects, etc.
And today is International Children's Book Day, promoting the importance of children's literature, which leads me into our next presenter. Author Marta McDowell, whose most recent book, Beatrix Potter's Gardening Life, talks about the author of Peter Rabbit and all the gardens she had in the Lake Garden District in England. And she will be here at the library on Tuesday, April 21st at 7 p.m. How was that?
That sounds good. Brian Colburn, Chris Van Cleve duo, Jennifer. They're acoustic-based rock musicians with their own original works and a cover song playlist from artists such as The Beatles, Tom Petty, Bon Jovi, The Band, The Eagles, Elton John, Billy Joel, and Neil Young. This is Thursday, April 23rd at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. And this program, like all the programs Jennifer and I are mentioning, are free and open to the public. Make sure to check out our website, hclibrary.us, the events calendar, to see all of our events coming up in April, May, and beyond.
And on Wednesday, April 29th, we're going to welcome the David Aaron Quartet. David's a band leader and a clarinetist. He will be playing Broadway show tunes, jazz, swing, and your favorite dance music. And that is at 7 p.m.
The day before, Jennifer, the NCB Garden Club meets Soil Improvement with the Good Guys That We Can't See. And this is with Marlene Franco of Grace Enhancement and Landscaping. What are the good guys we can't see, Jennifer? They're microbes found in healthy soil and healthy animals, including humans, and are able to digest organic matter. Do you know anything about this?
No.
We're going to a subatomic level, Jennifer. I guess not technically.
The only thing subatomic in my yard is a groundhog.
And don't forget our gardener swap table, so you can bring in seeds or plants to swap with fellow garden club members. The North County Branch Library Garden Club is drop-in, so feel free to come by. Once again, it's Tuesday, April 28th at 7 p.m., with the talk at 7:15 p.m., and it is open to all.
And there's still one day left in April, and we have two programs that night. At the North County Branch, April 30th at 7 p.m., we have Meditation for Optimal Well-Being, facilitated by Umesh Bhatia, who has not been at the library for a couple years now. And
let
then
go, Jennifer.
I was just pointing out he was very popular when he was at the library. And the next Academy Award nominated film series starts with the Grand Budapest Hotel.
You mentioned that earlier.
I know, but now I'm on April 30th. And it will be reshown on Saturday, May 16th at the North County Branch Library.
For the sake of chronological order, Jennifer, you mentioned it twice.
I did.
Good for you.
Thank you. And can I talk about May real fast?
No, I thought we were talking about April.
I want to talk about May 16th.
Did we talk about everything happening in April? We mentioned the book drives. We mentioned youth services, book displays, book clubs, programs, the basket we mentioned.
You know what we didn't mention in April?
No.
Library is closed tomorrow in observance of Good Friday. Yes.
Please don't come to the library tomorrow.
And we will be open.
We can't accommodate you.
We'll be open Saturday 9 to 5.
And we're closed, of course, Easter Sunday. Only correct. Days in April, though, right? We're open the rest of the month?
Correct.
Until Memorial Day will be the next day we'll be closed to the public.
The Sunday before Memorial Day, yes.
Correct. Well, actually, no. I take that back. May 1st.
The morning of May 1st, we will be closed.
The library will be closed for a staff and service day. Jennifer is going to be instructed on how to be a better librarian.
There you go.
So that should be worth the price of admission.
On May 16th, we are starting to finalize the details for the Comic Fest, which is sponsored by the Book Garden of Frenchtown and the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. But this Saturday night at 6:30 p.m., the Book Garden is having a special guest. Author Carrie Wagon is coming to Frenchtown. She is shop local is a popular mantra these days, and since we're on the Chamber of Commerce radio station, it's a good time to talk about shop local. There's a lot of reasons to shop local. She's an author and entrepreneur. She will be visiting the Frenchtown Book Garden. She is on a train tour, I guess of the East Coast or maybe the United States, and this will be her only stop in
train
New
tour.
Jersey. Yes. She's
what
from
year is it?
I know. Isn't this neat? She's from Alabama, I believe. She has a blog, CarrieRollWagon.com, The Localist, and her book is The Localist, about shopping locally, and the only time that she could stop in New Jersey was this Saturday night, April 4th, from 6:30 to 7 p.m. So if you're not doing anything, definitely stop by the Book Garden and meet this woman.
Very good. Yeah, how much time do we have left?
We have 4 minutes.
I've packed everything up, Jennifer.
See that, Jim.
So I'm counting on you to
Since today is
carry the last 3 minutes
since
of the show.
Is International Children's Book Day.
Okay. Favorite children's book?
Yep. Talk to me about your favorite children's books.
That I can remember reading when I was a little boy. I used to actually have a collection of books that I used to like to read. A lot of probably Dr. Seuss and stuff like that. I remember there used to be a book called, and I never understood the title because I guess I didn't understand punctuation. It was called, look this up. It was
you
called,
still don't, Jim
I
Fitch.
Was thinking this the other night, actually. It was called Little Black a Pony. And I think there was a comma. I guess Little Black was its name. And I never understood this. See if that actually was a book or I'm imagining this. I liked
it's by
it.
Walter Farley, the Black Stallion. It's Little Black, comma, a Pony. Yes.
Little Black, comma, a Pony?
Mm-hmm.
See? I'm right. I know I love this book, Jennifer, because the illustrations I thought were just gorgeous.
It was illustrated by James Shucker Farley.
Okay. I just was captivated by
the James Shucker. They've got
I don't even remember what the story is about, what Little Black did or whatever. So Little Black was Black Beauty's cult?
I don't know if it was his cult or Walter Farley wrote it. It was illustrated by James Shucker. And James Farley wrote all the Black Beauty, Black Stallion books. So maybe it was just, this was an easy reader.
Yes. It was me. It was
no,
easy
no,
reader.
No. There was a Thanks. Series. There was a series like Easy Readers.
So what were your favorite books?
What were my favorite books? I was going to bring one today, but you were going to make fun of
no,
me.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were. I was going to read from The Secret Garden. That was one of my favorite books.
I think it was Karen Lurie's, one of their favorites.
Mandy, which was written by Julia Andrews.
No, that was written by Barry Manilow.
Julia Andrews wrote it, but she wrote it under her married name, Julie Edwards. And they were both about orphans who discover secret gardens. And I liked orphan stories when I was little.
So did the secret garden exist or was it in her mind?
No, it existed. She was living in British India with her family, and the cholera came and killed everyone, including her parents, and she was an orphan, so they sent her to Whistlethwaite Manor to live with her uncle Archibald, who was the most disagreeable man. And she had a cousin Colin.
But she won him over like Pollyanna.
She did. She had a cousin Colin who was bedridden. The mother had died, and there was this walled-off garden that had been the wife's garden.
It was in disarray, though.
It was horrible, and she found the key for it. A little red robin found the key, and she brought it back to life. I'm not even going to ask what that is.
I have
put that away.
Beer caps in my pocket, Jennifer, and I don't remember from where. I think that's the first sign of a problem.
I think. So, that was one of my... And the Little House series.
I'll prove it to our listeners.
How many beer caps are there?
Too many, I think. And why I have them in my pocket is anybody's guess.
Okie dokie.
All right, Jennifer, let's give Jim Gunot an extra minute of time because his show was so awesome.
So awesome?
Yes.
All right, well, remember, wherever you are, you can call, go in, or go online. Your library is always there for you.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. The U.S. Embassy in Kenya is condemning today's deadly terrorist attack. The embassy tweeted the U.S. strongly condemns Al-Shabaab's heinous terrorist attack at Garissa University College. Meanwhile, the State Department issued a travel warning in the wake of the attack that left more than a dozen people dead, dozens hospitalized, and hundreds unaccounted for. Changes are coming to Indiana's controversial religious freedom law. State Republican leaders announced this morning the bill will prohibit discrimination of people based on sexual orientation or gender identity. There's been a firestorm of criticism directed at Indiana since the measure was signed into law. Hillary Clinton's favorability continues to slide. A new ABC News Washington Post poll shows Clinton's favorability down to 49%. It was at 67% 2 years ago. Emergency crews are on the scene of a building collapse at a North Texas high school. There are reports the building is a sports facility that was under construction at Argyle High School. There's no immediate word of injuries. Argyle is about 40 miles northwest of Dallas. This is USA Radio News.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pen and jot down this special number. Call 800-919-8536. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for much less money. Call 800-919-8536. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99. Best of all, there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials, and watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Call 800-919-8536. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut cost and get more. Call today, 800-919-8536. That's 800-919-8536. Again, 800-919-8536.
If you've been taking acetaminophen for arthritis or lower back pain, you may soon be thinking twice about that. Researchers in Sydney, Australia say acetaminophen, or Tylenol, doesn't appear to have as much of an impact on those conditions as previously believed. They reviewed data from over a dozen different studies to arrive at that conclusion. The team noted that the evidence was strong enough to support the reconsideration of recommending acetaminophen for patients complaining of lower back pain or suffering from the most common form of arthritis. The latest findings are published in the journal BMJ. Giant Eagle is voluntarily recalling several products because of undeclared egg and milk allergens. The products sold at Giant Eagle and Market District stores include fruit and cheese Danish pastries, Bolillo wheat rolls, Belgian imported cheese, coconut and lemon meringue pies, and heat-and-serve fried fish. Also recalled are individually wrapped grab-and-go turkey and Swiss and Italian subs sold at Get-Go stores. There have been no reported illnesses, but anyone with a milk or egg allergy is at risk. Giant Eagle has stores in Pennsylvania, Ohio, West Virginia, Indiana, and Maryland. This is USA Radio News.
Red Wing Shoes salutes the modern craftsman.
Here's to the crews out on the oil rigs. It's a back-breaking, risk-taking, high-octane gig. Your job takes guts and grit, not to mention skill. We're all grateful that you know the drill.
Find the right boots for your job at redwingshoes.com today.
A much-anticipated television miniseries showing life after Christ's resurrection debuts this Sunday. Here's USA's J.J. Jeffries.
Premiering Easter Sunday, the NBC miniseries AD picks up where the smash hit The Bible left off, continuing the greatest story ever told and exploring the exciting and inspiring events that followed the crucifixion of Christ. Mark Burnett, co-producer of AD, The Bible Continues, says the series shows what happens after